Video Woman Without Arms, Legs Determined to Find Job, I Have a Heart to Serve. By Amy Farr on March 20, 2023. A special woman from Virginia Beach, Virginia, desperately wants a job and is working hard to find one. Lisa Olson has a master's degree in journalism from Regent University, and she worked there for nearly 20 years until her position was eliminated last year, Wavy reported Monday. She has since applied for hundreds of jobs and has been interviewed 70 times but with no luck. She says the rejection has been quite discouraging. In a social media post on Wednesday, Olson said she has spent her unemployment being extremely busy with things such as job applications and finding caregivers. When Olson was born, doctors found her abandoned at a hospital in India. She had been born with no arms or legs, and it was suspected the baby was exposed to thalidomide, a drug given to pregnant women in America during the 1950s and 1960s when they experienced nausea. At the time, one medical professional told his staffers to euthanize her because he thought her body would weaken and she would die of an infection. However, Olson said, out of all the doctors, there was one doctor, an intern in pediatric medicine, who jumped to his feet and said God had a purpose for my life, and the hospital then washed their hands of me. The intern transported her to a mission in northern India where the women took her in and named her. She was later brought to America where a family adopted her, the 700 Club reported in 2015. Her adoptive mother taught Olson how to care for herself, which developed her independence. Now, Olson uses a pen tip to type on a computer while filling out job applications but believes her disability, tetraamelia, is part of the reason she has not yet been hired. However, that is not stopping her from working towards finding a job. She has excellent interpersonal skills, a journalism degree, and loves helping others. I have the heart to serve people who are struggling, hurting, and who feel lost in this world. And I pray you will give me an opportunity, Olson stated.